Actress Emma Stone summed it up nicely at the post-Academy Awards press conference.
Is that the craziest Oscar moment of all time?
Cool.
It was the last award of the evening, Best Picture. Presenter Warren Beatty was handed the wrong card, the one for Best Actress. Faye Dunaway didn't notice and read the name she saw.
La La Land.
Now, while the cast and crew began their acceptance speeches, Oscar producers scrambled to correct what they knew to be a colossal blunder.
Out of the nearly two dozen people on stage, La La Land producer Jordan Horowitz had the presence of mind to call to stage the rightful winners, director Barry Jenkins and the cast of Moonlight.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No.
There's a mistake.
Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Now, Jordan Horowitz was kind enough to join us at our studios today, and I asked him about that moment just after he'd finished his acceptance speech.
A stage manager kind of came onto stage, and it was clear something was going on. And at a certain point, he came up to me and took the envelope I'd been given. And when he opened it, it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. So there was a scramble to find the correct envelope. Eventually, that envelope was found. It said Best Picture on it. Opened that envelope. Said Moonlight, and, you know, sort of, I needed to right the wrong.
But in your head, is that moment on TV, or you're like, are my eyes widened there?
Yeah, or you like, know, there's like a physical moment where I saw myself take three steps backwards, and that for me is the moment that I was like, oh, this is...
Yeah, because you snatched that envelope out of Warren Beatty's hand with
you know,
purpose.
Yeah, it's funny, because when I went up to the mic and told everybody that Moonlight had won, I think there was a lot of confusion, and I think it was just needing to have sort of a physical manifestation of that.
So no
I saw
conspiracy
it out of the corner of my,
theories,
you know,
no,
I,
none
just
of
like,
that.
That needed to end, you know. It needed to be clear and decisive and clean, and he was kind of standing next to me, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I just kind of, I took it and showed it. It was just kind of instinctual.
What does it say that people are praising you for this? Because I've thought about it, and I thought, well, like, kind of what else would he do? Right?
Well,
you couldn't
I've had the same thought.
Like,
people are
being like, it's nice of him to do a thing that probably he should have done.
I've been getting a lot of that this morning, it's overwhelming. Like, a lot of kindness, a lot of generosity.
Or, like, saying you gave them the award, which is weird.
That's odd, because I didn't. They won the award. The spotlight needed to be on them and needs to continue to be on them. You know, we spent a lot of time with those guys. We premiered our film during the fall festivals. They did too. We really got to know them then and over the past couple months. So to be able to right the wrong and put the spotlight on their beautiful film, you know, I was grateful that I got to do that.
Well, Jordan Horowitz, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate having me on.
That's La La Land producer Jordan Horowitz. And a note, we at NPR did reach out to Moonlight's director, Barry Jenkins, and writer Terrell Alvin McCraney as well. We have not heard back from them. Their now award-winning film Moonlight is this moving portrait of a young Miami boy grappling with a drug-addicted mother and his own sexuality, one that took home the Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay as well. Here's McCraney and Jenkins on stage last night. Jenkins goes first.
You know, I tell my students that I teach sometimes be in love with the process, not the result. But I really wanted this result because a bajillion people are watching. And all you people out there who feel like there's no mirror for you, that your life is not reflected, the Academy has your back, the ACLU has your back, we have your back. And for the next 4 years, we will not leave you alone. We will not forget you.
Amen, brother. I just want to echo everything you just said and all those thanks. But I also want to say thank God for my mother, who's proved to me through her struggles and the struggles that Naomi Harris portrayed for all of you that we can really be here and be somebody. Two boys from Liberty City up here on this stage representing 305. This goes out to all those black and brown boys and girls and non-gender conforming who don't see themselves. We're trying to show you and us. So thank you. This is for you.